Thanks so much for coming, and we'd like to thank Roulette for having us here and to give us this chance to try out this very first, it's the premiere of this ensemble, and to try out all our creations, so hope you enjoy. The program order is actually, we're playing all those titles today, but in totally different order, so we'll sort of go through all the pieces with you as we go. The first piece we're going to play is Shaman Ritual and Dance. And that's by myself. And we've got Marco Capelli here on the guitar and Bangu Pak on the Korean drums. And we each did pieces, so we'll explain all our pieces to you. But this one is Shaman Ritual and Dance. And in the Korean culture, there used to be, a long time ago, shamans. That was sort of their religion. So that was the inspiration for this piece.
Thank you. Next one we're gonna play is Blue and White.
And that's a piece by Vaughn. So you wanna explain that?
Actually, one of the Eastern philosophy called the I Ching, Korean say Juyo. According to the I Ching, the Eastern direction, I mean the blue color symbolize the Eastern direction, and white color symbolize the Western direction. So actually, those Marco and Jennifer has a strong Western music background. I grew up with the Korean traditional music. So actually, this is our first meeting and first concert. So meet together. So let's make that piece. Thank you.
Behind the Mirror. It's by Marco Capelli.
So Behind the Mirror is inspired to, you know, an old story of Alice in Wonderland. What's happened if you cross the superficies of a mirror? And so the piece is based on the idea that there are three duo sections in which the duo creates a superficies and the soloist goes behind the mirror.
Thank you.
Featured the drums. Okay, the next one we're going to play is my piece again, called Tokubi's Club. And this one's based on a Korean folktale. I always thought they were very amusing when my mom told them to me, so I'd always ask her to tell them to me again and again. And this one, a tokubi is a little goblin, so this one has to do with goblins running around, and has a older brother, younger brother theme, which a lot of these stories have. Younger brother is the bad one and the older brother is the good one. It's always like that, right? So this is Tokubi's Club.
Thank you.
play is Yunmu, and that means circle dance or round dance. And this one's by Marco.
Switzerland, where I studied in the 90s. And I really like to perform this piece called Yumu, and I also went to South Korea to perform it. So I'm very glad to perform with my Korean friends here. And I realized after several years, what was the meaning of the word? It looks like, you know, maybe many of you can know it better, but it looks like to mean round dance. And so what we will do tonight will be to use in South Italian children's song as start point for creating a round dance.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming, everyone. Our last one is Fortune Telling, and that's by Vaughn.
So far, do you enjoy our music? most ethnic group has their own, you know, fortune telling tool. Some group uses, some ethnic culture uses tarot card. Chinese uses some chapstick, something. Korean uses something. But who's gonna tell, you know, our future, right? About our music. Who's gonna tell, you know? So I hope something for our piece. So that's why I decided this piece is gonna be fortune teller. In our future, gonna be something.
Everybody.